Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
He's dead. No, get it.
We all want the cure.
Where is it?
I know someone has it.
Catherine.
The doppelganger?
She had someone on the inside.
Haley, what did you do?
Where'd Catherine find her?
You want it?
We can help you. Turn it off. Her humanity, Damon, that was all she had left.
Humanity means nothing when you don't have anyone to care about, Stefan.
Every inch of this house is filled with memories of the people that have died.
Loser, Damon.
She needs time. It's only been a couple days.
Her humanity's off. She's basically numb to everything that makes her who she is.
She's a vampire.
Off switch is one of the biggest perks.
Being undead gets you down? Voila. Vampire Prozac.
She burned down her family home with her brother's dead body still inside.
Saves us the trouble of having to do it ourselves. I call that a win.
Worst case scenario, unbolt the fire bond and tell her to turn it back on.
No,
her brother just died. When you force all that grief on her at once, it's going to overwhelm her. We need to give her a reason to want to turn it on.
Fine.
We'll show her a good time. But I know it's controversial, Stefan, but people actually like to have fun.
You really think this is going to work?
That's the only one way to find out.
Are you all right? Was there an accident? Where are you hurt? Are you in pain?
I don't feel anything.
I have a blanket in my car. Try not to move. I'll call for help. What are you doing?
Enough.
We agreed, no kidding.
This is the first person I've seen in days whose body isn't nice as Vervain, and I'm hungry.
You leave a trail of bodies. People are going to start asking questions.
I don't care.
I can't believe you're making me say this. Hey, show him the restraint.
I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Treat a lady.
He came.
Well, you did say it was urgent. Oh, don't worry about him, love. He'll never make it through tomorrow night.
What if there are more?
You were foolish enough to make a deal with Katerina Petrova. She used you to find the cure, and now you're nothing but a loose end. You'll be lucky if she lets you live.
You said you would protect me.
And I will. Just as soon as you tell me everything you know about Katerina.
Is that the plan? You gonna take her back to school?
Well, a fun route didn't exactly pay off, did it?
I don't know. I had a free meal out of it.
Look, you think I want to go to school and play chaperone?
You can't go because you're not a student. Besides, you gotta go look for Catherine. I mean, Elena needs this cure now more than ever.
Not that anyone asked me, but I think taking her back to school is a great idea.
Why are you here?
Blame it on your fancy water filters. Your house has the only vervain-free showers in town.
Oh, yeah, the mayor put vervain on the water supply. So many people to kill.
Yeah, my mom says it's about to get worse. So she could use a little help.
Fine, I'll go after the psychotic doppelganger. Seven, you want to go talk to the sheriff? Blondie, take her to school.
Sounds like fun. What? Something you guys haven't seen before. And as for the going to school idea, I've got nothing better to do.
Elena, it would make me very happy if you went to school today and studied hard. You know, get involved in whatever activities. And please, for me, no matter what, don't eat anyone.
Hey, Tyler. Me, checking in. I'm just getting back to normal here, sort of. Elena's not quite there, but we're working on it. Look, I know that you can't call me back, but I keep thinking if I just leave these messages that when you do come home, it'll be like you never left. Or that's the hope. Well, I better go. I love you, Tyler.
Hey. Is she mom?
Yeah, I called her last night. She's fine. She's just a little drained from, you know, everything.
Can't really blame her.
Yeah. I have an idea. Can you get me my old spot back on the cheerleading squad? I mean, technically, yeah, I'm captain, but I thought you hated cheerleading.
I did. Now I think it would be really fun to jump around and toss people up in the air. It's not 13 to that hard.
I think that would make Damon really happy.
Huh. What an unpleasant surprise.
So I just came up with a list. It's called Things You Suck At. Number one, finding Catherine. Ever. Number two, covering up your secret phone conversations with that little backstabber, Haley. Yeah. So, where is she? What does she know about Catherine?
I should help you. After you lot killed my brother and imprisoned me in the Gilbert living room.
You might want to prioritize Klaus. You have much bigger problems. Catherine has the cure. My guess is she's going to want to cram it down your throat. You help me find Catherine. I'll get the cure. I'll give it to Elena. Everybody wins.
Just let me question Haley about Catherine.
Can't help you, mate. Haley's off limits. Although I did have a run-in with a vampire who may know where Katerina is. Too bad for you, a bit halfway through his bloody neck. You probably won't have much time for chit-chat.
The entire supply of blood from the hospital, all the reserves gone, just vanished.
I don't understand. Are you accusing us?
No, I'm not accusing you, but this town is at a tipping point. Any more unexplained house fires and things are going to boil over. I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault. It's been a rough week. Miranda Gilbert was one of my best friends in high school. To see what's happened to her family is just...
Look, Liz, if there's anything I can do to help, I promise I will.
Good. You need to. Whoever stole that blood put a lot of lives in danger and risks exposing all of you, my daughter included. So who can you think of who wants blood that bad, who would be so careless? Fantastic. We are totally going to kick both of those ass. Yeah.
should be
oh my God, you guys. I left my makeup bag on the bus. Wow, the competition's bigger than last year. I'm gonna go stretch. Thanks. I want it. Yeah, but I'm using it, so go get your own. Even your colors. Are you out of your mind?
What is your problem?
Beating on the competition? Hello, did you not hear what Damon told you?
I did, but who cares? I'll do whatever I want.
Everything all right?
Yeah. As soon as the queen backs off, everything will be fine.
Damon fired her to behave. Didn't really work.
What do you mean she fed? I specifically told her no feeding.
Sire Bonner should make her listen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The Sire Bonner isn't working. It's not possible.
Think about it. Helena Sire Bonner stems from her feelings for you, right? With her humanity off, she has no feelings.
All I wanted was to break that damn bond. You're telling me now this whole time all she had to do was turn it off? What happens if she turns it back on?
I don't know. More importantly, where are you right now?
At a truck stop in the boonies looking for a dead vampire that might lead to Catherine.
And the cure.
Look, just grab and get her home. I'll be there when I can. You. Thought you were still vacationing on Numbskull Island.
Well, I was looking for answers, and all I found was your Professor Shane, dead. And with him, anything anyone knows about the cure.
Guess you won't turn into a real girl after all.
No, I'll get the cure. I just need Catherine, and I'm betting you can help me find her.
Why would I help you?
Because I was smart enough to bring a pinch of my brother's blood. How else would you interrogate a vampire who's practically dead from the wolf bite?
Fine. Follow me. Might know where to look.
So, you're rested. You're fed. Tell me about Katerina.
Most men get their power kick from torture and intimidation. With you, it's drinks and fine dining.
Well, in your case, I favor hospitality over unpleasantness, but I have been known to change my mind on a whim. Where's Katerina?
You seriously think I know?
You tipped her off as to what we were up to and set her on a course to find the cure. In return, she sent her lackey to snuff you out. Tell me, what did Katerina promise you?
I was in New Orleans trying to find information about my real parents. Katherine found me and told me she could help.
An orphan. Well, that does explain your charming bravado. Abandonment issues will do it every time.
Sounds like you would know.
I'm the only one that can protect you. I'm happy to do so, provided you cooperate.
Hey, we need to talk.
So talk. You can help me stretch.
Okay. Did you feel on that cheerleader?
Maybe.
I see.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about the hospital's missing blood supply, would you?
Trust me. I'm sick of blood bags. I prefer something a little warmer.
Look, Elena, I know what you're going through. I was having the time of my life when I first turned two. I didn't start ripping people's heads off until 1912. The next thing I know, I was killing an entire village.
Am I supposed to be scared of becoming you?
Yeah, you are. Because I know how deep down you can fall, and I know how difficult it is to climb back out. Come on. You're better than this.
I don't know. Maybe this is a better version of me. No way, you are not cheering. Let's see you try and stop me.
Move. What do you do for an encore?
Pretty sure it doesn't involve another condescending lecture.
No, I was impressed. Getting yourself on the cheerleading squad, letting a vervain free victims bust into the competition. Played us all really well.
It wasn't that hard. You want me to be okay so badly that you hear whatever I want you to.
Right. Well, you know, the problem with the gymnasium is too many witnesses. Gotta go somewhere a little more private for some real fun.
Oh, yeah? Where?
I know this little dive bar off the beaten path. Come on.
You're bluffing.
You're forgetting that I had my switch flipped in this town, too. I know what it takes someone to have a good time.
First,
a bit of revenge just to take the edge off.
Why exactly would you think a sick vampire would check into a hospital?
See a little bright thing in the sky?
It's called the sun. He needs to avoid that.
Plus, the hospital's open 24/7. Not to mention he's hungry and delusional.
Impressive. You're like Sherlock Holmes with brain damage.
Steven said the Missy Falls Hospital had his entire blood bank raided, too.
Looks like our vampire gets around.
No. Guy's dying of a werewolf bite. He wouldn't have time to steal from both hospitals. This is someone else.
Yeah.
That's another problem. But on the plus side, if our guy did by chance come here, he's got nothing. Which means he's nearby, and he's hungry.
Better not be a wild goose chase.
I find Catherine as much as you do.
Really? Why? I heard your little chat with Stefan. I know Elena's broken the Cybond, so why would you want to find the cure? You'd just cure her back to loving your brother. I think you're best off leaving it for me. Hate that. Too much. I don't get that. I don't care. This one. Doesn't make me want to puke. Why'd you paint it?
Painting is a metaphor for control. Every choice is mine. The canvas, the color. As a child, I had neither a sense of the world nor my place in it, but art taught me that one's vision can be achieved with
sheer force of will.
The same is true of life.
Provided one refuses to let anything stand in one's way.
So this is your thing? Show a girl a few mediocre paintings, whine about your childhood, and I swoon and spill all my dirty secrets?
I felt I had many charms, but regardless, I'm enjoying myself.
And you do whatever you enjoy. Up to and including hunting my friend Tyler for the next century.
No, surely not the next century.
Only until I kill him.
You talk a good game, but the truth is you let him go. My guess? You know, if you kill him, Caroline will hate you forever.
If I simply killed Tyler, my revenge would be over in a moment. Sentencing him to a lifetime of paranoia and fear, that's Tyler's true punishment. But come now. You never really thought there was a future for you two, did you?
I don't know. You might have left Caroline for me if I'd used the cure to kill you.
You know, if Tyler has even half your resolve, he may actually make it through the year.
It doesn't take resolve. It takes allies. A network of people willing to do anything for you, including chase down loose ends to their death. And so Catherine escaped you all this time.
Perhaps you know the names of Katarina's special little helpers.
Maybe I know one or two. Maybe I'll even tell you.
What'd you do to me?
Brought you home before you can cause any more trouble.
So you're grounding me? Because I dropped Caroline on her thick head?
No, because you fed on someone. In public.
So? I was hungry.
You really gonna keep stripping in front of me? It's real mature.
I'm done tearing, so I'm gonna change.
Sure, when in doubt, manipulate people with sex. That's the same trick Catherine used to pull.
Don't compare me to Catherine. She's been running so long, she's afraid of her own shadow. I'm not afraid of anything. I've shut it all off. All of it. Including my feelings for you. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I see you standing there and you look good. I remember our sex. And it was good sex. I just don't feel anything about it anymore. But you clearly do. Why do you care what I do and who I kill?
Because it's my fault you're like this. I brought this into your life. Look, I've killed hundreds of people and I have to live with that. But I'm not going to live with the people that you kill or what that'll do to you. Who are you texting?
Look at you. Your whole world revolves around me. Maybe you're the one that needs to turn it all off.
What is that? So that's what all this next one was about. You invited all these people over here.
You were trying to keep me from joining the party, so I brought the party here.
Yeah, won't last. I'll either drink all the booze and get bored, or Dame will come home and kill everyone.
We can't compel them to leave. Locals are all on verbane from the town water supply.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Enjoy the party, keep Elena from butchering Grove Hill's cheerleading squad.
Great. Where is she?
Where do you think?
What? Helena smiling?
No. Fun. I mean, look at her. Yes, this is all very bad, but doesn't she make it just want to let go?
Well, unfortunately, I have this little problem when I party too hard. I end up killing people.
Well, your sober coach is giving you the green light. I mean, come on, you are at a kegger full of hot girls, and you're single, and you're, well, you're... You.
So what am I supposed to do? Just grab some girl, roll over my shoulder, take her out onto the dance floor?
Just take your own advice. Have fun. No, we deserve a little bit of fun.
Okay.
I didn't mean me. Well, nobody could ever mistake you for Petal.
You have to take pride in your work.
It's okay.
Come here. Come here.
No. We walk very slowly to your car.
Fuck you.
You know, I just don't see how this increases our odds any.
I've been on the other side of a wolf bite. First you get really sick, and you get really hungry. Since the sun's going down, I'm imagining he's going to be looking for his last supper. I just laid out a 3-course, 115-pound meal for him. Love's misery.
My sister informs me that your vampire assailant is dead. So you're safe and free to go. Or stay.
I could be persuaded to stay. Enjoy some of the good life. And maybe I could drum up a few more of Catherine's secrets and you could do something for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. But you'll never convince me to let Tyler go free.
Well, then I guess I'll never get my chance with Tyler. Any more than you'll get a shot with Caroline. Do you want to know why I like that painting?
Well, perhaps it was because it allowed you to see into my deep, wounded soul.
I saw how twisted it really is. And maybe I can relate.
So what's it gonna be? Going? Staying.
You like to be in control, you tell me.
Where are you coming from? Inside my life. finally joined the party.
Yeah. Why, are you, jealous or something?
No, that would imply emotions. We've already established those are useless. Come on, Elena, just dance with us. No, you guys look good together. I don't mean scared, just take them out for a spin. You can use it. Elena. What's going on in here?
Just some underage drinking and drug use.
Where's Stefan?
He's actually busy flirting with your daughter. But I think he's a good rebound for her because of the whole Tyler thing.
I'm shutting this down right now.
Liz, please. Why don't you just stay and have a drink?
Elena, take your hand off me.
Either you have a drink or I will.
Fuck!
Caroline, calm down.
Calm down. I'm going to wring her skinny little neck. Elena! Where the hell is she?
Right where she wants to be. This is completely calculated. She drew all those people to the house, waited for an opportunity to distract us, and now she's free.
I can't believe she's doing this. But she hurt my mom, Stefan.
All right, listen, you search the woods, I'll check the road. If you see her, don't hesitate. Just snap her neck. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Please, just take a hint and leave me alone.
What are you hiding? I know you knew that vampire.
I know a lot of dead people.
You killed him to prevent me from finding Catherine to keep me from getting the cure.
Do you really want the cure? I mean, really? Look, let me give you a little bit of advice. See these girls? They look happy now. In 5 years, they're going to settle for a mediocre starter husband and a mind-numbing career. And about that time, they're going to realize something you're never going to have to learn.
And what would that be?
Life sucks when you're ordinary. And what makes you exactly not like them? You're a vampire. You take that cure, become human? Well, you're no one. Nothing. Trust me, losing this cure is the best damn thing ever happened to you.
Who's gonna get hurt? No! Not bad. Not technically good, but then again, all arts didn't train you. You're probably too busy butting into people's business. Stop!
This isn't you, and you know it! You hurt my mom, Elena. How far are you gonna take this?
Are you trying to make me feel bad for hurting your mom? Don't you get it? I don't care. Maybe you should try to turn it all off. Who knows? You might stop whining about how Tyler left you. Added bonus, you won't have to feel guilty about all the dirty thoughts you have about Klaus.
Shut up!
Make me. You fight like a girl. Let go of me.
I admit, under any other circumstances, this would be a major turn.
Get her out of here.
Go.
Hey, Tyler, it's me. You'll never believe the crazy day I've had. Look, I know that you said you wouldn't, but I really wish that you would answer. It'd be great to talk to you.
Hey, All right?
I mean, besides the fact that my best friend tried to kill me?
Look, it's not her. You have to remember that. With her emotions off, she's the worst version of herself.
So how do we get her back? Or what if we can't? Why would she choose to turn her emotions back on? She's an orphan. She just lost her brother. Her life sucks, Stefan. So why would she come back to us?
Even when I was at my worst, Elena didn't give up on me. So we can't give up on her. Deal?
How much longer am I supposed to sit here?
Well, not big on goal setting, but let's just imagine a time when you don't want to kill your best friend.
Are you judging me? How many times have you tried to kill Stefan? What is that?
Well, life's many mysteries. Elena, look.
Don't. Every time someone starts with Elena, I get some stupid lecture. Everyone just needs to stop telling me that I need to feel. I do feel, Damon. I feel amazing.
You don't want to be like this.
Then how should I be? Should I go back to being the scared little girl who couldn't admit what she wants? Is that how you'd prefer me to go back to being, or... Look, for the longest time, you wanted to be with me. But you were scared that I'd find out how awful you are, but it doesn't matter anymore because I don't care. Be honest. You like me better like this.
Care.
Why can't I get inside?
Come in.
Matt, what's going on?
Tyler sent me this package in the mail. This is for you.
Dear Care, I miss you more than I can put into words. But I know as long as Klaus is alive, I can't come home. He won't stop trying to kill me. And you won't stop trying to protect me. Which means the only way to make sure you're safe is for me to go and never come back. I left Matt the deed to the house. It will protect you in ways I can't anymore. I will always love you.
Coming back. Yeah, it's a birthmark. People have those.
In my considerable lifetime, I've only seen that mark on a handful of others. All from the same bloodline. A werewolf clan that once thrived throughout much of what we now call Louisiana.
Don't lie to me. Not about this.
I wouldn't dare. Matters of family are sacred.
call me.
Sheriff Forbes, everything okay?
No. We have a bigger problem.
Hey, where the hell are you?
Out for a drive. I need some space.
It's not me. It's you.
Well, we got a little problem. You said blood was stolen from Grove Hills Hospital. The sheriff said there's been reports of 6 other blood bank thefts all within 30 miles of Mystic Falls. Somebody's stockpiling blood.
If it wasn't Elena, it's not us.
Okay, so... I think Silas followed us back from that island.
He
hasn't fed in 2,000 years, so he would need to gorge on blood. It explains the thefts.
Yeah, I'm really not in the mood to Scooby-Doo our way through the case of the stolen blood supply.
So why don't you hold the fort down until I get back, and I'll be in touch, brother.
He's gonna hate you for that.
Yeah, well, emotions are overrated.
So where are we going?
Place every newbie vampire should go at least once in their life.
New York. A city that never sleeps.